Episode 274, Yin's Daily Podcast 274, Your Mother's a Whore. We're back. What's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
What's up? How we been? How we been cooking, dude?
We've been cooking.
Yeah.
Dude, he's been doing a lot of cooking.
Yeah. Stayed on that grill.
Dude stays hucking meats. That's for damn sure. Been a while. Michael, how was your trip to the titties?
It was the titties. It was pretty sick.
Where were you? The Tetons and Yellowstone?
Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Park. Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Fucking John Dutton himself over here, dude.
Got to see some bison, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they actually crossed the road in front of us, which was pretty tight.
Dude, how huge were they?
Dude.
I think you could take one, Tapia.
I don't know.
They're absolutely massive. Like, driving on the road, and they're right next to us, and it's like, yeah, if that thing wanted to, it would fucking flip the car in a second.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be dead.
I mean, you don't die from cars being float.
Well, no, but when we were out of the car, it's like, yeah. I don't know. But, so, the only thing we didn't see that I was pissed was a bear, but I'm also kind of glad, because... You can't defend yourself from a bear.
I think you could take a bear too, dude. Don't underestimate yourself.
Yeah, bear attack? Yeah, bear mace?
Bear down, dude.
Yeah,
they, dude, so that's the thing too. I was joking. I was like, there's so many signs that say danger wildlife, you know, and, you know, danger bison, danger bears. And it's like, I didn't see one fucking bear. All they did was push this bear spray, right? It's like, don't go out unless you got your bear spray. I'm convinced it's just a fucking money grab. There's no bears out there.
You know it works way better than bear spray? A 50 caliber handgun, brother.
Yeah. Well, it's also because I always tap your nose, right? Because I was threatening him with it. Carry my knife everywhere. But
I always threaten to take his life with it, so he knows.
A lot of times.
We didn't check a bag, so I like didn't bring it or bring anything, right? And even if I did, it's not going to do anything against a fucking bear or a bison.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
So you're saying I got a chance against you?
Yes, definitely.
Without that knife in hand, dude, you got a real shot here.
We did see bison and elk on, like, the bison was sleeping up against the hotel, which is kind of sick.
On the hotel? Where did you stay? In the fucking Yellowstone teepee division or what?
Well, in Grand Teton, we stayed in these, like, cabins in the woods with, like, no service, no Wi-Fi, no TVs, nothing. And it's like, kind of felt scared for my life at first. Cause it's like, dude, anything could pop out of these woods at any time. I don't got fucking bear spray or a katana.
You don't carry a katana with you at all times?
You know, if I had my Chinese throwing stars with me there, I would have been perfect.
Hey, it's like I've always said my entire life, there is no better defense against a black bear than throwing stars. Keep a distance, do some damage, get in, get out, bada bing, bada boom, you're good.
Yeah. Enough about the animals, though. We hiked like 8 miles for 3 different days, which was sweet, until got home, my fucking feet are just killing me.
Yeah, Mr.
Naturally, I did it in like Adidas boosts.
Fucking paddle foot over here.
Yeah. But yeah, the waterfalls were sick, trails were sick. Took a little boat ride. Pretty sick.
10 out of 10 recommend, huh?
Saw the mountain range, the Tetons, where, yeah, that Kanye album.
Yeah.
What, I can't think of the name of it.
I love being a bipolar.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
Nice, dude. You and Kanye are pretty much the same person now.
I mean, yeah. We both lived in Chicago. We both went to Reno. Oh, funniest part. Sitting at the airport at our gate, and I see this older woman, like a grandma, walk by. I'm like, dude, that's definitely Adam's grandma.
Get the
stop.
Fuck
out. Aaron's stop like, it. You know, Aaron didn't recognize her or remember. And I was actually texting Adam, and I asked him if he knew they call their grandma Gami.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know if she's traveling? And he got back to me. He's like, dude, that's totally her. So I went and surprised her. She was like, first she was like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
But she was going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So
no.
We flew into Bozeman, and then we actually spent a day in Jackson and then to Yellowstone. But like, what are the odds that I ran into her there?
That's fucking crazy.
It's amazing.
Super cool. So then, yeah, Adam was happy, and Adam's mom texted me. She was happy, so it's cool.
Dude, that's awesome.
Fucking Gami. Shout out Gami, dude.
Yeah. Shout out.
It's going on a little girls trip. Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
What happens on the girls trip in Jackson Hole stays in my hole, okay? Moving on, dude.
Capiche?
Nothing like plugged holes.
Yeah, speaking of plugging up holes, the offensive line for the Steelers, dude... Looking okay. Offense Look, as a looking, whole, looking good.
I didn't get to see the game.
I watched highlights. I didn't watch it either. But I like what I saw, right? Like, obviously it's preseason, and you got to take it with a grain of salt. But it's all good things, I feel like, right? It makes you excited for what's to come. And, you know, it's nice to see Calvin Austin being the fucking weapon that he is.
I did see his... punt return, and I guess I looked at the stats where Gunner had like two punt returns, didn't really do anything, and Calvin had the one, but I guess that's not fair to say because I just looked at the numbers.
Yeah, and Jalen Warren had a 67-yard touchdown. I saw that
too.
That he ran back in like the third play.
And I saw somebody, like, I think Najee, I don't know if you guys see it, but Najee gets like a lot of hate on Twitter. Right, saying that, yeah. You know, Steelers wasted a first-round pick on a running back, and he just doesn't have that explosiveness like Jalen Warren does, and maybe it's time to cut ties with Najee. It's like, no, that's perfect. You know, you got one, they're two totally different backs, and to succeed, yeah, you use them both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think of, like, Cleveland, like, I don't know if it was, don't like, last year them. Or 2 years ago when they had that the three in the back that they would line up, and you just never knew who the fuck was going to get the ball. And no matter who it was, right, they would get some kind of yardage, right? Like, I mean, it's one of those that...
It's, yeah, like Chubb and Hunt. You got one more speedster that, you know, can make that long play, whereas you got Najee who'd make the big, you know, like short yardage.
Right.
And I'm hoping they can both play out of the backfield, too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they stick to a true, like, two-man rotation running back style this year. Because, like, I feel like every year we're like, oh, well, we got Anthony McFarland back there. You know, we could run a 1-2 with him. And then they just don't use him ever, really, at all.
And you know what? Anthony McFarland has had a great preseason so far. And he's been doing awesome in camp. Where I feel like we always kind of gave him a little bit of benefit of the doubt. But, like, it looks like he's understanding the offense a lot more, and he's finding those holes, you know, shout out him, and also
hole finder,
yeah, bigholefinder.com, and right, he's finding those holes, and he's actually like making yard, because I feel a lot of times he would get the ball, either slip, run into like another O lineman or something, right, where it feels like he really is finding his own. And I think that might be because, right, no more Benny Snell, he's with the Lions.
Use him like a Darren Sproles, man. Run a 1-2 back with, you know, 65-70% going to Najee, 25-30% going to Jalen, and then sprinkle in some Anthony fucking Salt Bay that shit in there, and you got yourself a decent running game.
Do they still have Derek Watt?
No. He was not re-signed, and Kendrick Green and Connor Hayward have been playing fullback and halfback.
The Kendrick Green thing, right, that's like an experiment. Whereas Connor Hayward, I saw from him last year. Yeah. And he is that hybrid, like, running back, tight end, fullback. So, yeah. Because I was thinking, if I'm playing Madden, right, one game, and it matters, I'm going to put J. Jalen as the tailback and put Najee at the fullback.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Dudes that know how to block and then and can give a hit.
And honestly, if you want to fuck up a defense, put Najee at the tailback and Jalen at the fullback. Like, they're two tough sons of bitches.
Exactly, right? And it's and like, I know, like you said, right, Najee gets a lot of hate. And Tomlin's talking about, look, like, we're, you know, we want to make sure Najee's good for the season. We want to conserve him a little bit, which is awesome. And it sounds like he will be RB1 with Warren coming in to, you know, help with the workload, right? Which is going to be, I think, really fun to watch. Like, because we've seen how explosive he can be and how he's literally like a Mack truck going down the field. And if you hit him, he's going to take you out.
Yeah, he runs or plays every possession with that same energy. It's like when Vance McDonald, you get the ball, you're just going to kill whoever's in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been awesome. Like, the offense has been, you know, awesome to watch. And, you know, it makes it very exciting because there's so many guys that can do so many things where it's like, holy shit.
And I say it every year. I feel like we all say it every year. I forgot what I was going to say. Wow. It's crazy.
We say it every year, dude.
Yeah, we say it
every year. Oh, here's what it is. Here, I got it. We say it every year. We need our run game to be halfway decent to set up the fucking play action pass. And when we set up the play action pass, we find George Pickens 60 yards down the field. That's just what happens, okay?
Yeah. And I was watching. I got kind of, like, into the webs of YouTube on Steelers and, like, what they like run and why they do things in Matt Canada, right? And one of the things they brought up is that it's starting to look more like what Matt Canada wants to do. And where last year they didn't want to like overwhelm Kenny with stuff, right? And a lot of times we go, wow, they're running the same plays, they're running the same plays, right? And there's like a method to the madness, where from what I understand and people are seeing is that the way Matt Canada works is that he progressively opens up the playbook, right? So, like, with Pitt, they were talking about, like, you know, when he was OC there, that, like, what they look like on a week-to-week basis was so different. So, like, you saw one type of offense, and all of a sudden, the team would prepare, and all of a sudden, they're running a different type of offense that's more, you know, more intricate, and teams are like, holy shit, we didn't know they could do that. We weren't prepared for that, right? So, like, it kind of goes back to, like, not showing everything right away and kind of building up from a certain point, where I don't feel like we ever got on that trajectory, and it looks like now we do kind of have the players, we do have the skill set, and it all might come together. I'm not saying Matt Canada is the fucking game changer, but I feel way more confident this year than I have before.
Why don't you just suck his dick already,
factor.
Dude?
Definitely the game factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that. I hope that's true, because, yeah.
Right, right. Because, I mean, it, you don't want to, you know, see,
fuck in games, Kenny right away. And, I mean, Kenny different. Showed that he wanted to be there, and he can be there. So, it's now, it's like he went through the reps. He knows the offense. Now, it's like, all right, let's actually get going.
So, here's a fun question. Who's our backup quarterback? Who's our second string?
Mitch.
Is it Mitch? Because I feel like this preseason, Mason's kind of been killing it.
No, he's done great. He's done fantastic, too.
I watched the video earlier of Mason getting clocked in the head with his own helmet. And, man.
Remember when we made t-shirts?
Yeah. Yeah, and look, you know what? Mason has played well, you know, too. But I think it's got to be Mitch.
Good backups.
Yeah, you know, sure. I think it's Mitch just based off experience.
I mean, that's fair, but you could also say Mason's got more experience in the system.
And playing competitive football, considering Mitch barely played at North Carolina and should not have been drafted as high as he did.
What he said.
Yeah, he shouldn't, but I guess.
But that's
all semantics.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like, now we're just picking apart anything, right? We could say back to what people were harassing Najee about, we picked them too high.
Hey, but yeah. But only one of them has a Slime Time Nickelodeon MVP award, okay?
Yep. That's facts.
That's facts. And the other one, only one's gotten clocked on the head with their own helmet.
Look, and only one of them has been in the playoffs more times than the entire Steelers team since 2016. Let's throw that out there, too.
People forget that.
Should we... Do you think people should start talking maybe QB one for him?
Should we... Do you want to talk about it?
Is it a debate?
I mean, based on those statistics, I mean, it's no question.
I'll tell you what. If we're picking our quarterback based off which one likes titties more, Mitch is our guy.
Yeah, he kisses him.
But Tapia is an ass man, we learned, so...
Yeah, me and Kenny.
I'd like to hear what your wife, I guess, what everyone's wife, like, everyone's like, I'm an ass man, I'm a tit man. If you asked your wife, what would she think?
You know what, great, next time we all hang out, we'll have to bring that
we'll
up.
We'll have to pull it.
yeah, we all text each other answers, and we see whose wife knows each other better.
Huh.
Slash fiance.
Slash.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't have a wife.
My wife.
I know, that's why I said fiance.
You're Yance, yeah. Dude. Your bae?
Beyonce? Your Beyonce fiance?
Yes.
Anyways, when is the opening game? What date? The
8th? September 7th.
7th.
I have no idea.
For the Steelers, not the NFL in general.
Yeah, we don't care about them.
Yeah. September 10th.
Monday? No.
No, it should be a Sunday. It's a 12 p.m. against the Niners.
The 10th.
September Sunday 10th? The 10th, 12 p.m. against the Nerners.
The apples and Benerners. All right, so whose house are we watching this game at? And McGraw, you can't weasel your way out of this one.
Yeah. I'm definitely, that's the, we get home from our next trip that weekend, so I'm definitely not going anywhere.
Wow. Okay, wow. Ty. Well, Ty, let's flip a coin.
Hey, fake fan, fake friend, dude. Yeah,
you better bring me a gift.
Yeah, I like shot glasses and what's that stuff we used to eat as kids? Pussy.
Pizza.
Pizza rolls.
Same thing, right?
Same thing, dude. Both hot, steamy, and delicious, that's for sure.
both good cold.
Yeah, chili and sea bass.
And hot.
You put ranch on either and I'll munch it all day. Alright, here we go. Hum now, kid. We're buzzing, dude. Let's switch gears here. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, hit him with the fake chow.
Switching gears here, dude. Pirates baseball. It's still baseball season. People forget that because it's actually technically football season, but that's semantics.
And because we're Pirates fans.
And Sox fans, which is like even worse.
Why? So you mean you're going to be Nashville White Sox fans?
I would love that.
I wouldn't, because that'd be bad for the Nashville Sound. I like them. They have a cool stadium.
Yeah,
well. And their Jumbotron is a guitar.
Did you say the White Sox are going to Nashville?
It's rumored. There was talks about selling or moving to Nashville, but who knows?
No. Sounds awful.
Sounds terrible. Sounds quite literally the worst.
Yeah, because in Chicago I have no real baseball.
Exactly.
Wow.
So much history just wiped away. All those World Series.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man. Pirates still stink, huh? That's where we're gonna leave it.
They won. Well, they lost today against the Cardinals.
Stinking less today or this year than last year, but.
Yeah,
which is hard to believe.
Well, no, right? Coming off two 100 loss seasons, it's like you should only be able to go up from there.
It's a good point. Yeah, look, they're only 13 games back from first.
And how many games left to play, dude?
Well, more importantly, they're 9 games back of the wild card. So it's like very, 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 very small chance if there is a chance.
But you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me at the beginning of the season that they'd be 9 out of the wild card right now. I'd be like, oh, shit, cool.
Go fuck yourself.
Look, yes, they're 13 games back from the Brewers at first, but then they're also only 9 games back from the Cubs and the Reds.
And that's 9 from the wild card, too.
Yeah.
Because both right, those teams are in the wild card hunt, huh?
Yeah, lost to the Cardinals well, tonight, but they took the other two games.
Cubs are in right now if the season ended today. Hmm. The Reds are, well, Reds are, looks like they wouldn't be in.
What a crazy ride for the Cubs this year.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. But I also want to point out, last night, Josh Palacios had a home run over the Roberto Clemente wall. And Ty, you probably don't know this, he is the older brother to Richie Palacios on the Cardinals. Richie. And when he hit that, he turned around to the Cardinals dugout and yelled, "I am big bro," and threw his bat.
Oh, word?
It was I'm fucking the older sick. Brother.
Yeah, that's I'm the older nuts. Brother. That's what it was. Dude, it was fucking sick.
Wow, that's a baller move. I love
and
it.
And then his brother responded by hitting a home run.
Today.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, God damn it.
He said, and I am Lil Bro. And I also mash baseballs.
Suck on these nuts, big bro.
Hey, big bro, you ever had Bofa?
Also, will the Cardinals have
a, for me?
Also, the Cardinals payroll, $157 million.
That's kind 50, of a lot.
They're 56-72 with a $157 million payroll.
Yeah, you see the Mets?
Well, I mean,
they're 59-68, but same with the Padres. So, like, so much money being spent just to be fucking ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other problem, too.
The Yankees, bro, they're on a, what, 9-game losing streak?
Dude, they're trash. I saw them get fucking smushed by the White Sox.
Smushed.
They're winning 6-0 right now, though, in the 6. So it looks like that'll be skidded.
I'll show you a
skitter. The Yanks?
Yeah, they're 17 back of the wild card.
Skitter? I just met her.
By the way, totally off topic. Derailing this thing. Matt Light. Good buddy Matt Light, friend of the podcast, on Twitter.
Yeah.
What day was that? Monday for the preseason game. Whoever played the Redskins and oh, sorry, you can't say that.
Whoa, Commanders.
Ty, cut that, dude.
Wow.
The Commanders Ty. And whoever the fuck the Ravens. And Matt Light on Twitter goes, everyone's gonna bet Ravens because they have that streak, the preseason streak. Money's on Ravens. He goes, bet the fucking house on the Commanders. And I was in Wisconsin, and I went to go bet the house on the Commanders per his request, and betting's not legal in Wisconsin. Guess who won that game, dude? The Commanders.
Yep. So, dude, I will say,
story is fuck Wisconsin, so.
Why don't you fire up a Bovada account, dude? Get your referral bonus.
What am I, you a bet fucking
anywhere in the world.
European?
Yeah.
Obviously, fake better, dude.
You're a fake gambling addict, dude. Holy shit.
Look, I'm just saying.
Can you even gamble? Can you actually gamble or not go without gambling when you travel?
Look, I know somebody who will text me their picks when they're out of state on their behalf to make.
Every bet I place is because Trevor in Houston's like, hey, will you place this bet for me? And I just ride with him every time.
Well,
We've won some. We've lost a lot. It's been a fun
okay,
ride.
Nelly.
This
Nelly
all started
ride
during
with me.
March Madness, dude.
So, madness. Yeah,
I'm not.
I know that
it.
The Ravens lost that game because I had a 3-pick parlay and it included them, and both my other ones hit, and that was the only one that didn't hit, and kind of suck.
And that's how you lost out on $5 million.
It was like 50, but yeah.
Look, 50? All right,
holy
all right.
Shit, dude.
All right, we're doing humble brag. About a week ago, a guy from work pulled up his account and was like, yo, I'm going to bet
bragging,
baseball.
Dude?
Right? He's like, help me pick all these. I picked every single one that hit. The only one that didn't was the one he picked, and it was the fucking Cubs to beat the White Sox.
By the way, that series was nutty.
Dude, it was. That series was amazing. But it was the game that Luis Robert hit the home run, and he had took the cookie. He was a Cubs fan, and I was like, well, you're an idiot, because I never told you about them.
He was a day too
and
early,
he had put
dude.
His, I forgot how much he put on it, but his payout was like, went to like $700 or $800. Like, you're an idiot.
Did you talk to my buddy Kyle at my wedding?
No, I did not.
I'll have to tell you. I'm not going to say it on here, but I'll tell you some stories about him off podcast.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear.
Talk about making money. Talk about tax evasion, you know? Anyways, Pirates still stink. On to football. On to the next, dude. And that's all there is to it.
Actually, it'll be fun, too. Eric Carlson.
Yeah. How about that?
Sick. And we're about to re-sign Jake Wentzel.
So, do me a favor here, as a non-hockey guy.
He's like Letang.
That's good. Thank you. That's helpful. I want you to compare him to, like, an NFL guy. If you were to be like, he's the equivalent to the Steelers getting this. What do you have to say for yourself?
It's like if Chris Letang played outside linebacker, that's who they got.
See, I was thinking like comparable. I was thinking more like if we got J.J. Watt without all the injuries.
See, but
like in his prime?
That's the thing is like Carlson's like...
He's old, right?
Older, but he's older. He's still got his step. He's more, I mean, he's quick as fuck, great offensively.
Huge dick.
He's a defenseman. Am I talking about Letang or Carlson? You don't know because they're the same, to me at least.
Synonymous.
Okay. It's going to be sick.
That's good. Yeah. It's going to be sick. That's all you need to fucking know, dude.
That was a move.
When's,
I might get a Carlson jersey.
When's hockey start?
October.
Tomorrow.
Sick. October. Nice.
Also, side note, we're talking about football. Antonio Brown has a warrant out for arrest. Not paying his child support.
You need to just give it a rest, dude.
Give it a rest, dude.
Also, did you guys see that video of Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, getting pulled over when he was going like over 100 miles per hour on the highway on his way to practice?
I don't think so.
No. I just think of Antonio Brown going 120 on the turnpike.
In his Porsche? Yeah.
So, runs in the family.
Yeah. Them Browns.
Whoa, dude. Cut that.
I'm brown.
No, you're tapia.
No, you're tilapia.
True.
Should I rip these cards or what's good?
Please do.
Before tapia says anything crazy.
Yeah, outlandish. Yeah. Why don't okay. You guys got anything to show me, though?
Oh, easy, buddy.
Yeah, not on camera.
Put your pants down, dude.
Oh, man.
So no. Okay.
don't mention this part to our wives.
So I told you guys, I went to this food festival in Chicago. I didn't know anything about it. Becca's like, we're going. Some podcast
I'm going to try to get a drink quick. I'll be
sure, sure, dude. Some podcast listens to, Girls Gotta Eat. They, like, performed or whatever. They were on stage. All these food vendors. Name. Very, very affordable food from all these stands. And they were like sponsored by MLB in some capacity. So they were just handing out free packs of Topps Series 2 and Bowman Platinum cards.
Holy shit.
They had like, you know, like the boxes you would get at the fucking card shop, like just sitting there, free to take the pack. You know, you get one autograph per box on average. Yeah. So I took 4 packs of Bowman Platinum. I pulled an auto and an out of 299.
That is amazing.
It made my fucking day. It was like the best day I've had in such a long time.
Yeah, you're like, hey, do you want to come to this next year again?
The food festival was sick. I had a great time, and I got 2 awesome baseball cards out of it. So,
yo, what was your favorite thing you ate,
bro? I don't remember the name of it, but it was a burger joint in Wicker Park. And it was so good, dude.
Small Cheval?
No.
Colton
Towser
is pretty good.
Yeah. There was a taco place that was awesome. They had one of them was like a duck taco. It was so good, dude.
God dang you.
But anyway, yeah, the Colton Towser auto.
Yeah, it's so tight.
And then Jonathan Clase of the Mariners, don't know who he is, out of 299 green.
Is it Clase or Class A?
It depends who you ask, I guess.
Yeah, anyways. The Platinums, they're so sick.
I fucking love them, dude. All right, let's start basketball. 2020 to 21 Panini Prism. 3 packs, 4 cards per pack.
Isn't that the shit we bought at your party?
My party?
Didn't we stop at Meijer and get one of those and a tin?
I don't think we bought basketball.
Oh, I see. Yes, maybe. My bachelor party.
No, we bought the Bowman baseball megas. And then I thought we bought a pack of those.
Probably.
And then the mystery box.
Oh, yeah, the mystery slab. We all got the
Jordan card.
Sophomore stars, PJ Washington Jr., parallel, lame.
Oh. PJ Washington.
Sophomore stars. They didn't have any good baseball boxes, like no Bowmans or Tops.
I feel like the shells have been a little dry lately.
They have.
I just want to rip the new Chrome. I guess Bowman and Tops. Mostly Tops. Those cards look so clean.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of holding out for.
Jeff Green, Prism. Ooh, shiny.
Oh, wow.
What a ripoff, dude. Just 3 packs. You get 12 cards for like 18 bucks. Such a rip.
Got him.
Yeah, got me. That's for damn sure, dude.
Oh, speaking of rip, while we were in Yellowstone, Aaron's mom was telling a story about how someone had passed away, blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, rip. Aaron wasn't paying attention. She goes, love a good rip. Think about Rip from Yellowstone. And I was like, talking about Rip, like RIP, like somebody died. Well, she's like, oh yeah, I love Rip.
Who's Xavier Tillman, dude?
Yeah, you tell Beth to calm down.
Well, yeah, is that like just that. Red or is that Red Wave?
Well, how do you tell the difference, dude?
Does it look wavy or is it just red? It
looks pretty wavy to me.
Hold it up. Hold it up. It looks kind of wavy at certain angles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when it hits the blue.
Yeah. Like in the middle.
I know the name, but.
Rookie. It's a rookie cookie.
Rookie.
All right. That's basketball. Thanks for fucking playing, dude.
That's it, dude?
Yeah.
Why'd you only show us 2 cards? I thought you had 12 of them.
Well, yeah, they all are just base.
Basic. Yo, what do you guys think of those Topps Pristine baseball cards?
I have no idea what those are.
The O'Neill Cruz Pristine Refractor is a beautiful card.
Well, I'm sure. Oops. Any refractor is just a beautiful card in general, really.
Yeah, some are more appealing than others, but yeah. Love a good a refract.
All right, we're on to Topps Heritage 23.
I like if we're talking refractors, I love the Heritage Chromes and then the Topps Finest Flashbacks.
Ooh.
The Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because it's like obviously older design.
So you're into the old school kind of looking cards.
I mean, I like all different types of cards.
But like you love the stadium clubs, and I can't stand stadium clubs, really.
Really? I love the stadium clubs too, especially for soccer.
Well, it's like, yeah, the O'Neill Cruz X-Fractor stadium club. It's like, yeah, that Michael Chavis.
Just the best pirate ever, dude.
He's so good at doing interviews and like being into the topic and talking, like, and respecting the people. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Seems like a very personal guy.
Yeah, I bought one of his cars.
Who's Dick Allen, dude?
Dickie Allen?
Dick Allen from way back. That from 1974.
Way back.
Yeah, it's like when dinosaurs roam, dude.
Yeah.
I do like the soccer stadium club the most out of all the Stadium Club, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Soccer, any chrome soccer card. I mean, not even just the chrome, but soccer cards are just sick.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of resale value.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I'm probably going to the show in November, just FYI.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
The one that we always go to?
Yeah, the one that me and Mikey always go to.
Well, hold on. You guys don't know anything about that, dude. I went the first year with you.
That's true. We've gone two years in a row.
For like 2.5 hours.
I know.
I felt so sick, I almost couldn't wait in line.
How long did you have to wait last time?
Nothing.
Walked right up, took cash out of my pocket, gave it to the lady, and walked right in. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Vinny Pasquatino, dude.
That's a great name.
I've been looking at his Blue Sparkle Chrome Heritage. Yeah. It's only like $5, but he's been hurt. But when he, like, I would say, like, he's a good buy right now because, you know, it's like Cruz. You can get his cards cheaper because he's not playing. But he's a stud, and he's Italian.
Let me ask you this. What the fuck am I supposed to do with all my Wander Franco cards?
Wipe your booty hole with them?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Or just stash them aside until real shit, like, is confirmed and comes out.
Yeah, we don't want a Felipe Vasquez situation. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Talk about a nightmare, dude.
He was good.
This fucking box sucks.
Did you pull that Tim Anderson auto out of a blaster box like that, or was it a mega?
It was a hanger.
Mm.
From Target in
Kansas, Nebraska, Utah.
Hanger down the middle.
For Trevor's bachelor party. Nice. Hangers are bangers,
yeah. Look at him. He's out here getting knocked out by baby right hooks, dude.
After throwing two of his own.
And missing.
Dude, that custom card that I sent of it.
Amazing. So sick. I need it so bad. Oh, dude. Mitch? The legend?
Trubisky?
Yeah. In the Pirates uniform. You believe this shit?
It's wild.
Robbie Ray.
Maybe he should do that. Mitch, you know, maybe baseball's more your speed. Why don't you just go throw 90 straight down the plate?
Well, fucking... You think he could?
I don't want to say he can't.
Dude, I haven't found dick in any of these, and I have one pack left.
Are you looking for dick, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
What the fuck is going on? It's the worst box ever. I do that when I go to pick cards. It's like I pick up a few different boxes to see which one I could feel better.
Oh, that's the worst thing you could do.
I know.
Just fucking grab one. It doesn't have to be the first one, but just fucking grab, like, have your choice in your head when you go in there.
Okay, we got something in this last.
You say, like, just grab the first one.
Nothing crazy, but we got something. Let's see.
Or if there's only two left, you grab them both.
Yeah. That's facts.
I like
it. Because I'd hate myself. Coming home with just the one and not getting anything and thinking that there's something in the other one, but also knowing that, yeah, there's nothing in either of them.
Philadelphia outfield.
Bryson Stott.
Kyle Schwarber out of 999.
Redemption? Oh.
That's a pretty sweet card. I like that helmet too.
Yeah, the throwback or the retro.
Nice.
Pretty decent.
So, spent all that money on cards just to get two that'll sell for like $5.
Sounds about right. But hey, every 25 boxes, you get one that could sell for $250.
And then we're really not making money still.
No.
Quite the opposite of that. Isn't this awesome? All right.
Steve, look tight. Have you listed that Jackson Holiday? Why not?
Laziness. There's no good reason.
I mean,
I thought he would have sold it by now.
He's a good one. You know, for,
I have
a, like,
look at this stack sitting here. This is like top priority to list, and then this is like second priority to list, and I have another stack this big to list.
Damn.
So.
Well, get on it, because like it being a newer product, right? Yeah. And it's like he's the hottest player almost in all of professional baseball. Shit's gonna sell quick.
Mm-hmm. What do you think I put it at?
I mean, honestly, what I've like, if you're so, it's like what I do with my cards now. If you're not like in like itching to sell it, put it like 15-25% higher.
Yeah.
With no offers allowed.
Buy it now.
And buy it now, no offers, free shipping.
Yeah.
And then that way, if someone does favorite it and watch it, you can send them an offer.
Right.
But there's, because that way it's like, oh shit, like anyone can buy this at any time, right?
Yeah.
So that's what happened with the last few hits that I had where I posted it and it literally sold the next morning.
Yeah.
It was
trying
that
to
orange Bowman.
I put this one aside. I should have listed it right away. It's the Jose Ramirez out of 99, Topps Chrome.
See, but you should list that right away now anyways because it's like a new product. And
yeah. So the Jackson and my one-of-one Glasnow or Shane Baz Redemption.
When's that redemption expire?
9/30/24. A year.
Yeah,
I'll give you $100 for it.
Maybe. It wasn't going for that much.
Well, it's because it's another guy that hasn't pitched all
right.
Fucking year.
Yeah.
But he's one of the top dudes.
You think I should, if it were you, would you redeem it?
I would, because that's the type of psycho that I am, where it's like, I since I pulled it, I need to have that card in my hands.
I got you.
And then I would decide from there. It's like, obviously, I'm not a Shane Baz fan, but like,
but if
pulling a
if
one of
stock's
one,
stock's going to go up next year.
I feel
year.
Like it can only go up, but he's also, I mean, pitcher's
right.
Value isn't nearly as crazy, but I mean, it's a fucking, it's a Topps Chrome super refractor. Like, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, yeah.
I may redeem it. I just do it online, right?
Yeah.
I've only done a redemption through the, like, Leaf.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I, like, scratch the code on the back or whatever and then put it in online.
Or maybe I'll put that one on eBay, too, for a high buy it now. See what happens.
Put it on eBay as a buy it now at, like, 50%, like, higher, and then send it in to get redeemed.
Classic, dude. A classic whodunit.
Yeah.
That's fucking
And then
hilarious.
You'd be fucked.
Yeah, then I'm in jail. All right, episode 274. Fear no more. The boys are back. Until next time, kisses.